We're just ordinary human beings.
Greetings from Jandel. This is Strange Ways Podcast. I'm Jody Havnott, and I'm here with
Rachel Ann.
Hi, girly.
We've been having fun doing these podcasts lately, so we figured we're going to do another quick one tonight. And we were just talking, and we got on the subject of groupies. And what were you thinking about, Rachel? What were you talking about?
Groupies are weird.
Yes, they are. But being a female, you've never been a groupie? What?
No, I've never.
Never? You never, like, wanted to hook up with the band?
No.
Really?
I just think it's, okay, I think it'd be weird on both ends because it's like, I mean, as a band member, I guess it's like, yeah, I'm getting laid, yay. So they wouldn't really feel used, but I mean, like, when the woman goes home at night, or guy, if, you know, a band member's like that or whatever, I don't think anybody kisses like that.
Right.
But, yeah, like, going home as the person who did that, it's like, do you feel good about yourself after, or what? I mean, I guess if you fulfill a fantasy, I guess you would.
Well, a lot of those original, like, the original groupies back in the day, it was almost like a prize to get to sleep with, you know, like, Led Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix or somebody like that. You never felt that way?
No.
That's kind of weird, because I have been a groupie before.
What?
I've been a groupie, but not for Kiss or anything. But there's this one band that I... we're not going to give out much details, but I hooked up with this chick from this band that's pretty famous. And, you know, my whole intention was I wanted to fuck her because she was famous. You know?
Yes.
It was like a prize. And that's how I would look at it. I don't know if that's...
I think I remember you telling me about that, but I can't remember who it is. You'll have to tell me later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had the big crush on Ace and stuff, and I still think that he was and is attractive, but in my mind, even if like, say I lived in like the 70s or 80s and something like that, an opportunity like that came up, I wouldn't feel good about that, I don't think.
Yeah. You also gotta remember, like, in the 60s and 70s there was a whole lot more free love going around, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't
goddamn hippies.
Well, I mean, there wasn't all these scary diseases quite yet, you know what I mean? And people just did what they did, you know?
Yes.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. What were you saying about the tribute bands, though? That's what kind of got us started, right?
Yeah.
So what's your take on that?
Well, it's one thing, I guess, to be a groupie for, like, an actual band. Like, if you want to, you know, sleep with somebody famous, whatever, that's your decision.
Right.
Like... tribute band groupies, it's kind of fucking weird to me.
I think that's kind of weird too.
I mean,
it's not like they're really famous, you know?
Like I said when we were talking before, I fangirled over tribute bands because it's like, you know, it's similar to the real thing, but never would I just be like, yeah, let me do you just because you are like the
yeah, if it was like that, everyone would be going around going nuts on Halloween.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know, I
do find it strange that someone would want to, like, hook up with one of these tribute dudes, especially the ones that wear the wigs and shit. It's like, you get them, you
which
get,
is most of them.
Yeah, it's like they don't even really look like rockers when they're living their regular life, you know?
Yes,
a lot of them do, you know, but some of them, I watched this thing on, like, I think it was on Showtime, and it was about this tribute band, and you know, the dudes were bald and shit and old, but once you get the makeup on, you can't even tell. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's the genius of the makeup, though. And even for Kiss themselves, you know, when they put that shit on, they don't look like they're in their 60s, you know? It's a trip. Actually, the first time I ever saw a Kiss tribute, it was Strutter, right? And people after the show were literally treating these fuckers like they were Kiss. And You know, I saw this Gene Simmons dude signing titties and all kinds of shit, you know? And I was thinking even back then, it's like, you do realize that's not Gene Simmons. It's just some dude playing covers, right?
I have yet to see anybody at one of these tribute shows be like, sign my titties.
Have you ever seen any other kind of tribute bands besides Kiss, though?
I saw at the Rocket Ride one at Pops. There was Judas Beast, which they were really good. They're like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden tribute.
Huh.
And they had like this cool Eddie thing, robot type thing.
Right.
I don't know if it was a costume or if it was like remote control, but it was fucking cool.
That's pretty cool.
And then I've seen that, what is that one that Scorpions tribute?
Oh, I don't know. That's Wes's band, right?
Yeah. Savage Amusement or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure they're good because he's good. I haven't seen them yet, though.
They're good. Like
my whole trip, though, is I really don't think... I don't like any of the other tribute bands of any other band, except maybe the Beatles. I've seen quite a few of those that are pretty fucking awesome. But the Kiss ones are the only ones that can really do it, I think, well, because, I mean, it's kind of easy to look like Kiss once you get the makeup on. But it's like, you're not going to go out and look like fucking...
Right.
You know, what's the singer for Priest? Fucking... I forget his name, but did the dude look like him?
No, not. No. Well, he had a shaved head, but that was it.
So, I mean, it's just not the same as, you know, you go to the tribute band, and a lot of those, you know, a lot of them look just like Kiss, you know?
Yes.
Well, especially Chris G, man. Have you ever seen him, you know, from the Kiss room as the star child, as Paul? Dude, he looks exactly the fuck like Paul Stanley and sounds just like him. Best Paul I've seen. And, the other ones I've seen, man, I think Mr. Speed looks exactly like Kiss, you know?
I think they do too, yeah.
But I think, though, I've seen a couple other tributes. Like, I went to this back in, like, I don't know if it was... It was probably in the 90s, even. There was this band called The Backdoors, right? I think that's what they were called. Pretty sure. But all over the radio, they were, like... These ads were, like, the shocking reincarnation of Jim Morrison and all this. So we're all like, fuck, we gotta go check this out, you know? It was down at Mississippi Nights, and, you know, it was a big venue, and there was a shit ton of people. But it's like, they finally come on, and it's like, the Morrison dude was not anything near the shocking reincarnation, you know what I mean? It was just some dude with leather pants and a white shirt like Morrison and a Morrison haircut.
I don't think that you can imitate Jim Morrison.
Nah, you can't imitate anyone except Kiss, because they're the only ones that you can hide your identity and become them, I think.
Well, I did see, I was going to say, I forgot about when I went to Kansas City, I saw KCDC, which is the AC/DC tribute band.
Oh, yeah.
They even do the thing where they do two different singers, and they actually kind of looked pretty damn close
really?
To the guys, and, like, they did one, the first part with one guy, the second part with the other guy, and they were really good, I thought, but besides that, I haven't really seen any that, like you said, you can't really... Like, Kiss is the best one to do it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
Kiss, if you can play, I mean...
Have you ever seen the Beatles one? I forget which one it is, but I think it's Beatlemania. The ones that were actually sang on Gene's record, 78. Those dudes actually look like the Beatles. Like, I don't know if they went out to find people that... I mean, the Paul looks like Paul, the John looks like John, you know? And they got all the different... They'll, like, do a show where it's like... They start off in the suits, and then I've seen them in the, like, Sergeant Pepper gear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just fucking badass, and not only do they look like them as people, but they sound exactly like them. I mean, a lot of those Kiss ones, I don't know. I'm not trying to be a hater of the Kiss tribute bands, but a lot of them kind of suck, other than the way they look, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
They look great, but I've only seen maybe five that actually sounded really good, you know?
I think that Rocket Ride sounds the closest.
Yeah, Rocket Ride sounds good.
They don't look exactly like him, but so what? I mean,
anything I've seen Chris G does sounds great. And he's got Kiss It and what's his other one? I think it's I can't remember what they're called off the top of my head, but that dude rocks. So shout out to Chris G. But anyways, I think Mr. Speed's awesome. But to me, back in the day when I saw Strutter, they were the first one I'd ever even heard of or seen. And at the time, they were actually better than Kiss to me. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah, that's weird.
But Kiss wasn't in makeup, you know, and I never had seen them in makeup.
Yeah.
You know, this was in the early 90s, maybe even late 80s. I can't remember. But, you know, they came on looking like Kiss Alive and were playing Kiss Alive, basically. And,
right.
You know, as someone who never got to see the real Kiss, that was the closest thing that I had ever come to it. And I tell you, man, they smoked the real Kiss. I think the real Kiss was doing Hot in the Shade at the time or something, you know? Which was good, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's not four show, dudes in makeup.
If that show that me, you, and Slade went to would have been a little bit more, like, there would have been more people and stuff, that would have been epic when they pulled up in the limo, because...
That was cool.
That's like, you know, that makes it seem like it's so much more real than...
Right, yeah, I dug on that. The problem was there was like nobody there, and they were pulling up in a limo in the middle of the afternoon in a cornfield.
Right.
You know. But those guys rocked. I thought they had a good Paul too, whatever his name was. I can't remember.
His name's Bobby, I think. Yeah, Bobby.
Dude rocks.
Yeah.
He had his shit together.
No. Johnny, sorry.
Almost Paul. That's what he is on Facebook, I'm pretty sure.
Bobby was the old one that was already gone by the time we saw that show.
Yeah. That's all good. Oh, speaking of Facebook, Rachel's looking for some new Kiss friends, so why don't you give them that information real quick?
I guess just either go to Jody's page and look me up, or... I don't know, because I'm kind of hard to find since I don't have my last name on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's Rachel Ann.
Yeah, you can find her on my page. Maybe I can make one of those links on the Strange Ways one or something.
There you go. Yeah.
I think I can do that. Pretty sure. I'm a bit of a technological dinosaur, but I got it. I'm starting to figure it out. So back on the groupie thing, it's like you said, it just doesn't make any sense for these. I've seen chicks like bug out and want to fuck, you know, some guy in Paul's makeup. Or it seems like it's usually Gene, though. The Gene guy still gets all the ass.
I guess it doesn't help that most of the time that those are at bars and everybody's drunk anyway, so...
Well, it doesn't matter any band. Like, I've been in a shit ton of bands, and let me tell you, not to be crazy, but yeah, I've had a lot of shit thrown at me. We'll just say it like that. And, you know, I think that any band, if you're any good, even if it is just a cover band, you know, and essentially those tribute bands are just cover bands. They're not playing anything that they wrote.
Right.
You know...
There is something, though, like, just musicians, I mean, as a woman, it's like, there is something about it that's, like, makes you feel funny.
But, you know. A little tingle in your, yeah.
But, oh my gosh.
I think that's true, I mean,
it
certainly was for me and all my bands, like, you know, it's just the way it goes.
Yes.
Right.
It's just one of those things, and it's cool because most people... pick up a guitar because of they want chicks, you know?
Right.
So it works both ways. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I got no complaints. Except for a few stalkers and shit like that over the years.
Scary.
But it is what it is. You make music and, you know, people are going to take an interest in it if it's any good.
Yeah.
What do you think about the whole, like, as far as I'm concerned, like, famous people get a pass, you know? It's like, if my old lady has some crush on I don't know who, say Brad Pitt, she meets him and he wants her, I wouldn't get mad if she gets him, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
But
like, I'm like the type that if you're in a relationship, you know, be loyal. Like, if you don't want to be loyal, then don't be in a relationship.
Yeah, but don't you think that certain people should get the pass?
I don't know.
I don't know. You're saying, like, okay, say you met Ace, and again, and he's, and maybe he wasn't as old as he is now, but he wanted you, like, real bad, and you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna have him. I think that your old man should be cool with that. I mean, that's your guy.
I wouldn't be cool with my boyfriend going and, like, doing some other person, so.
Not even if she was famous, like, you know, like Angelina Jolie, or... You know, whoever's hot to him. And famous.
I'm a very jealous type.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. I mean, I'm not saying just some regular person, but I think, like, celebrities should get, yeah, I don't know. You should have, like, one or two on your list that if it ever comes up, it's okay. You know?
I remember when I met Ace, I told my ex-husband. I was like, I want to give him a kiss on the cheek. And he was like, don't do that. And I was like, but it's just a kiss on the cheek. And I was like, I wanted to do it. And I was just like, nah, because his ace's fiance or whatever was there, like in the same building. And I'm just like, I don't want him to be, her like coming down and trying to
some cat fight down in the freaking Holiday Inn. Probably would have made the event a lot more fucking exciting. Ace might have woke up. You never know. That's just my stance. I just think that you should get the pass once in a while. Speaking of groupie actions, did I ever tell you the story about Kelly fucking Osbourne?
Yeah, you did.
Dude, just a quick recap for the listeners. I was in this band at the time when Kelly Osbourne had that Papa Don't Preach hit, like it was a hit. And she was playing down at this club down the street. And so we decided that as a band, we should go. And basically, all three of us at the time, we were a power trio, all three of us should try to get on her, right?
Yes.
And, you know, we figured if one of us fucks her, then we got the in with Ozzy. And it'd be kind of like the situation with that band, The Used. Because no one ever heard of them. And then she starts dating, dude. And next thing you know, they're all over the place, you know? And so we figured, man, that's an easy way to go. So we go down to the show, and we had to, like, endure the fucking merciless beating on our eardrums of this terrible music all night just to meet her afterwards and try to spit a little game at her, right? So I try my business. She's like, no, thank you, you know, in an English accent.
No, thank you.
Because I was just, like, raw about it. I went straight to her ear and I told her what was up, and she's like, no, thank you. And so then we send Chris in. At the time, like, a lot of the chicks, he had like a big army of hoes that followed him around. So we figured, man, this dude will probably be the one that gets her out of the three of us. You know what I mean? So he goes in and he actually talked to her for a good while. So we were thinking, this is going to work. You know, we're all hopeful.
Right.
But then he walks away, gives us the nod, nope, you know. So then we send Noel, you know, the last of the three of us. And this dude, he's like super pimp, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like he knows how to talk game. So we're thinking, this is our last hope, and, you know, everything's going good. He's over there for a long time, and I'm thinking, hell yeah, Noel's gonna fuck her, and we're gonna get in with Ozzy, you know. We'll be on the fucking Ozfest this summer. And she ends up slapping him in the face. He walks away smiling. They're like, fuck, dude. I said, what did you say to her? He goes, I told her I was going to fucking raw dog her ass. I'm like, jeez, dude. No wonder she slapped her face. But yeah, so that was our attempt at trying to be like male groupies. But we had a motive, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And I think it all comes back to motive for these hoes. It's like, or for these women, or these groupies, or whatever you want to call them.
Hoes.
It's like, yeah. I mean, they want something out of the thing. They want that notoriety of saying, look, man, I fucked Gene Simmons, or I fucked Paul Stanley, or Ace, you know, or Peter, or fucking Jimi Hendrix, or fucking Jim Morrison, what have you. It gives them a little piece of their own fame, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, look at the plaster casters.
Yeah.
Not only are they like well known by a lot of people, but Kiss wrote a song about it and fucking. And from what I've heard, that they never even cast anyone in Kiss. Gene just like wrote the song and in hopes that maybe they would or something. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that Gene Simmons porno floating around?
No.
Don't watch it. It's terrible. I'm still scarred by it, you know? It was like, I don't know. I'm just one of those dudes. I saw the link, I clicked on it, and was like, ah, no!
You, like, awkward or something?
Well, it was just awkward for me. It's like, I don't know. I've worshipped this dude my whole life, almost. You know what I mean? Like, since I was a little kid.
Like,
and then, I don't want to see his fucking dick, you know? See him fucking, especially as an old man.
Right.
But, yeah, I was just like, ah, it was like my eyes, it was like temporary blindness, like that fucking episode of like King of the Hill. It's terrible. But I'd say I wouldn't recommend it. Don't watch Gene's porno. It's a PSA from me to you. It's terrible. And it will scar your ass, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, so off of that subject, before I get another image in my mind and possibly vomit. Oh, so what was that you were saying about that post online or something earlier today? What were you saying?
A quote from Paul Stanley's book.
Yeah, what was it? Is it the one about how like they've been stuck on like the set list? They were stuck in the set list during their farewell tour because Ace and Peter couldn't play anything else.
Yeah, pretty much that Peter.
That's fucking bogus.
Yeah.
I mean, they did play the same shit over and over. That
but they couldn't master anything else.
That's so stupid. It's like, well, why do they still play the same shit now then? Because I know they can play a bunch of other shit with Tommy and Eric. I mean, look at the Kiss crews. They're doing the Oath and shit.
That's not the only like weird quote thing I've seen though. That I can't remember what. There was a few more that I was just like, really?
I don't know. I don't like when they all bitch about each other. You know, it's like it hurts me.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's like.
It's like a family. That
yeah, it's like when you're a kid and your parents are fighting or something.
Like, stop it! Stop it!
You just have this fantasy and you want them to be this perfect band that all love each other and this and that. But fact remains, it's just not true. You know, they never were.
I was getting furious because, okay, everybody's been throwing a fit that, you know, all the original members, you know, they were like, oh, they're not going to all be inducted. And then it was that they were all going to be together. Then people were throwing a fit that there wasn't going to be a performance with all of them. But then after everything and all that stuff was posted, like pictures of all of them together, the videos, whatever, I was seeing so much negativity about Ace and Peter. And it's like, people need to make up their fucking minds.
Right.
Like, really, because I was seeing just mean things like, oh, they look like crap and blah, blah, blah. Good thing they're not in the band anymore. It's like,
jeez. I think a lot of those people, man, just got nothing better to do with their fucking time. It's like, why would you, I don't know. I've talked about it a lot on various podcasts, but it's like, why the fuck do you spend your time hating something and like you're spending your day just like, oh, I hate this, but let me post a bunch of shit about it on Facebook. It's like,
I hate when people do that for anything. Because
yeah, it's like, dude, I don't want to get too much into like the spiritual side of things, but people need to realize, man, they need to fucking align themselves with positive at all times, you know? And that's the only way you're ever going to ascend, you know?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I've been getting hate my whole life for loving Kiss, you know? Then yeah. You hear fans doing it to each other. It's just...
yeah, it's so stupid. And, you know, a lot of that might be, too, that they're just so oversaturated everywhere now, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I never remember any of this hate, like, pre-internet, but...
It's easier to hate on the internet.
Yeah, everyone's, you know, just behind... Yeah.
Just sit behind a screen and say whatever you want and know that no one's gonna do anything to you.
Right. But all in all, it's terrible for the whole collective consciousness of everyone, even just to see the hate on the internet. I mean, even if you're not on that side of the fence, you still see it and it enters your subconscious, you know?
I learned a long time ago to not even fucking respond to that kind of stuff because I used to have a problem with, like, I used to be, like, a juggalo for a while. And
really?
I don't.
That's wild.
I still like that music, but I don't go.
I can't stand that shit.
I just think labels are stupid.
Did you know about them before Kiss or after?
After.
So they were kind of like a rap Kiss.
Kind of, yeah, but...
That's how I've always seen them, except the music's so terrible.
I see them as, like, a completely different thing. Like, I don't even see them related to Kiss at all. Even though they all wear face paint and stuff like that, it's, like, a whole different thing to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're trying to look like clowns.
When people used to say stuff about, like, ICP and Twisted and stuff, I used to throw a shit fit and, like, get into these arguments and stuff, and really, there's no point. And it was the same thing with... I was a vegetarian, and when you're like, you know, not eating meat and you have these views on like animal cruelty and stuff, and right. People like, you know, throw their opinion at you, I just stopped arguing back. I was just like, if you want to comment on it. I'm not going to waste my time
right
responding to it.
People need to get that the whole world is like, everyone's connected and there is a collective consciousness, and every little thing that you spew out that's negative enters this collective consciousness and has an effect on everyone and everything. So like, it's like I try to just surround myself with positivity every day and only positive things. It's like I don't have time to, you know, like there's a shit ton of music and bands that I actually cannot stand, you know, but I'm not on their websites going fuck you guys, you know what I mean? I just
right,
I'd rather just listen to the music that I do like and enjoy that, you know. All right. there's so much great music out there, and it's like,
I think I told you about the one band I hate, like the one band in the whole world I hate, but I, like you said, I don't go telling everybody I fucking hate them. It's just, if they come on, I'll turn them off. I mean, sometimes I'll throw like a little bit like, ah, change it, but I'm not gonna, like, you know, hate on the fans for being fans.
Nah, it's like, to each their own, man. It's just music, you know? It's not the end of the world if, like, someone doesn't like the same band that you do. Mm-hmm. I don't get that. But, I mean, I'm a huge basic hater of anything that does, you know, isn't made with instruments, you know? Like, I gotta have guitar, and I gotta have bass, and I gotta have drums, and I gotta have somebody singing. And if it doesn't have that, I'm gonna hate it, you know? But I'm not on those websites going, you know, this hip-hop is fucking garbage, this is just throwaway music, it's disposable. And I think that. But I'm not on there, you know, putting that out there, because I don't care if someone else likes it, you know? It's just not for me, and so I don't listen to it. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you don't like Kiss, then don't fucking listen to them, and don't be on their fucking website hating on them. Just go find something that you do like, you know?
I mean, yeah, the Kiss...
It's not rocket fucking science.
The Kiss fandom is a little bit crazy, but, I mean...
Yeah, but it seems to me, and... I don't know how it is for other bands, but there's a shit ton of other bands that have had different members, you know what I mean? And it isn't a big fucking deal, you know? I just, maybe I'm not aware, but maybe there are other, like, bands, like...
I know that someone, one time, it was on, I believe it was when I was using, I still use Instagram, but it was when I was using it a lot more and posting when I was buying new Kiss stuff, and I would post, like, a Kiss picture every day.
Right.
And stuff. There was someone... just a random person that was like, why do Kiss fans waste all this money on, like, you know, all this shit? And I'm like, it's just what we do. I mean, that's what we like, that's what we want. That's
right. It brings the people joy that, I mean, you know, I know that want it.
Most bands don't have all that crazy merchandise.
That's because most bands aren't cool enough to have all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't collect all the merch like I used to.
But, I don't, because I can't afford it anymore.
I don't need another, you know, if it's something vintage, I'm interested in it, but I don't need, like, some Hello Kitty fucking coffee mug, you know what I mean? Just because one of the characters has Kiss makeup on it.
It's funny, though, I love Hello Kitty, and I love Kiss, so I thought that the Hello Kitty Kiss stuff was freaking adorable, but...
Well, there you go. I mean, it's all good, see? Like,
yeah.
And I don't think it's a problem that you like that, you know? No.
I try to just be positive. I mean, not every day am I like, woo, life! But even the shitty stuff that I've been through, I still am usually a very positive person.
Right. I mean, you got to stay that way as much as you can. I mean, obviously, people are going to have bad days, but you're still on that bad day, not out there hating everything and hating everyone. You know what I mean?
Yes. Life's just too short to...
Yeah, it's like... You gotta live each day to its fullest, and hate isn't in my days of fullness, you know?
Yeah.
We're a little bit off subject as far as Kiss goes, but that's okay. Me and Rachel just get together and talk about whatever, and we have fun doing it, right?
Yes.
It's all good. And, yeah, right on. Okay, so back on the positive thoughts. One positive thing we got to look forward to, you know, Kiss is coming in August. I'm so ready. Oh, I didn't ask you about, what did you think about the, you know, the new Kiss release is coming. We got the Kiss 40, which is basically another fucking, you
like,
know,
greatest hits.
Another greatest hits. I understand, like, that as a band as big as Kiss, you want to put something out that, like, somebody that hasn't heard you can get a bunch of your good shit in one package, I guess. But, man, oh, man, I'm so tired of those compilation CDs. It's, like, relentless. But I did hear that on podcasts that they're going to have the Gene Simmons Reputation on there, though. And there's a couple different versions. And podcasts even played a version that I had never even heard before, which was cool. But I prefer this old version that's, like, just... It's kind of like a bass and Gene guitar and vocals, and it's pretty awesome. But I'm curious to see what that's going to sound like. I don't know if I'm going to buy the record or not. I mean, just download that track off of iTunes, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't need all those songs again. And speaking of that, you've seen the big Hysteria box set, right? With all the records and shit, repressed, yeah. remastered. Yeah. What's your take on that?
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, because
fucking awesome.
Because you can't find all the, you can't always find all the old copies.
Well, I don't know. I've never had a hard time finding Kiss records, but especially with the internet. But a lot of those have never been on vinyl, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And the cool thing is they're all remastered and supposedly sound like way better than ever. So what I think I'm gonna do is I'm gonna buy like I'll probably get Hotter Than Hell first and see and do like an A/B test.
Right.
And see
differences.
There's no way I'm buying the whole thing because A, there's only 1,000 of them, and B, that's just too much money for me to spend on records that I already own, you know? Mm-hmm. And the ones that I don't already have, I don't care to have on vinyl. Like, I'm never going to listen to Kiss Symphony, you know what I mean?
Speaking of buying stuff, I was really looking forward to going to, I've never been to one of the expos.
Really?
I was going to try to go to the one that's in like...
Indy?
Yeah, it's in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but there's just no way I can make it there.
Those expos are a fucking good time.
Yes.
And I wouldn't mind meeting Tommy Thayer and Bruce. I really wouldn't.
Oh, no. Bruce especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, those expos are a lot of fun. I never get to go anymore.
That would have been my first one, because I was going to go last year, and I passed on that, and then now this year it's just, you know, financially not a good decision.
It seems to me, man, it used to be a lot easier to go to. There was a lot more of them before Kiss, like... kibosh on all that with their own conventions, you know.
The closest thing I got to do was that the Contamination one, but that wasn't like Kiss based, but
nah.
They had a lot of people
still
selling.
Cool. Oh yeah, there's a shit ton of Kiss there actually.
Yeah,
but a Kiss expo is more fun because it's all Kiss, you know. Yeah. Usually a tribute band of some sort. There's always it's cool like, people to meet.
The way I was thinking about it, I was like, well, it's like 3 hour drive there, 3 hour drive back. I have like no money. I'm gonna want to buy shit. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, like, and then gas, and possibly you know, staying out that way for a night or whatever.
Right.
Cost too much.
Yeah, I wish I was going. But, you know, for me though, it's like anything on the weekend, I'm booked. Like, my weekends are booked like forever. But something ever comes up during the week, man, I'm going.
Yeah.
For sure. I actually have to take off work for the Kiss show, but that's totally worth it.
Yes.
One more thing before we get the hell out of here. Have you heard that new the demo that surfaced? Well, it's like it's just like a rehearsal tape from The Loft or something. You heard that yet? It's like leaked on YouTube.
Uh-uh.
Man, it's so cool. It's like 73 in The Loft or somewhere. And it's just so cool to hear them that young and raw, and they're playing songs that didn't even make it to the first Kiss album and shit. Life in the Woods is on there, and
that's crazy.
Yeah, and a really good version of Acrobats on there. It's pretty cool, and it seems like kind of weird timing. It came out right before they hit the Hall of Fame, you know what I mean?
I'm definitely gonna check that
so
out.
So my whole trip is, it's like if Kiss has all this shit, instead of putting out these stupid fucking compilations, just give us all that, you know, that's what we really want.
Right. Yeah,
all the old audio and whatever old video they can dig up that we haven't seen a million times, you know, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss, that's what I'm want if you're listening.
Listen to us.
Yeah, please. Very unlikely.
Okay. Paul and Gene are supposed to open a new Rockin' Brews in Overland Park. I think that's Kansas.
Really?
And Almost Kiss got picked to do the opening night show.
Oh, cool.
But if it, yeah, it's like.
So
it
you
like
think that Gene and Paul might like jam with them? What? That'd be cool, right?
Yes.
Kind of rumored.
Really?
It says on the thing that there's a few surprises in quotation marks.
Huh. That'd be awesome.
I'm thinking that that's probably going to be pretty fucking cool for Almost Kiss, and then just for the fans and stuff to see.
Yeah, like, I mean, even if they don't jam with them, I'd like to go just to be there.
Right.
Gene and Paul are going to be there. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It's not that far away.
Yeah, it's really not. It's like 3 hours from here.
Yeah, ain't bad at all. Huh, that'd be pretty cool for Almost Kiss, though, man. Get to jam with them.
Mm-hmm. It sucks, though, because I think the tickets are already fucking sold out.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Damn. Ooh, bummer. You had me hopeful for a second.
I do want to go check that place out, though, sometime.
Hell yeah, we should make a road trip.
Right.
That'd be cool. Hell yeah. Yeah, we'll have to definitely, you have to keep me posted on that. Maybe we'll go down there and check it out.
Right on.
I think we better wrap this one up. It's supposed to be a mini-sode. We're going a little long, but we do want to invite you to check us out on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Basically, just Google us. You'll find us and check us out, you know? Keep in touch with us on Facebook, man. Subscribe to us. Do whatever you got to do, but keep listening to the show. We really do appreciate it, people, don't we? Oh, yeah. Don't we, Mitchell?
Yes.
But yeah, we're going to get off of here. But once again, this is Jody Havnot.
And Rachel.
We want to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Wanted the best? You got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of KISS podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it.
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine Gene it's with like a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
KISS podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the PodKISS. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the PodKISS feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of PodKISS. Tell a friend about PodKISS today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. PodKISS.
check it out, man. The question you gotta ask yourself is how badly do you want to see the greatest fucking rock and roll show in the fucking earth, right? You're talking Gene and Paul alive, y'all. I'm talking about the most voluptuous woman hanging out in the audience. I'm talking big breastuses and tight vestuses, my friend. You're talking people passing around joints in the audience. You're talking about fucking Detroit Rock City, brother. You want to dance or you want to see Kiss on the album covers for the rest of your life? Second row center, brother. Go shake your wee-wee.